Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Andrea Donsky. We are joined once again by the fantastic Carol Ault. Hello, Andrea. Hello, Carol. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you? We're coming up on the 4th of July weekend. You guys excited?
I actually am looking forward to it. How about you, Andrea?
I am. I love long weekends.
Yeah, I do too. So, but, you know, a lot of people start eating really badly over, you know, vacation weekends. So I thought we would talk about digestion today. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, you know, I know a lot of people know about probiotics. I know that they figure they've got these little bacteria in their intestines, but they're not very useful. And I think they pretty much neglect them. You know, probiotics are really, really important. 2 weeks ago, I was sitting at an event, and believe it or not, the gentleman next to me turned to me and said, "I'm having constipation issues and digestive issues." And I started to laugh, not because he had the issues, but simply because he had the courage to tell me straight out and at an event. It was the funniest thing ever. Could you imagine?
That is really funny. You know what? So many people suffer from digestive issues. I mean, listen, I'm a nutritionist and we talk about poop. In school, that's all we talk about, right? We talk about the color of our poop. We talk about going to the bathroom. Like, it's so not an embarrassing issue from where I come and my kids. But I love the fact, Carol, that you said that. It's true. Like, people having the courage to talk about it. And I think more and more people are open to talking about it because it's so rampant, right? Digestive issues, so many people suffer from it and love probiotics. I mean, that's really one of the things I tell people they should be taking daily. And we work with a great partner. We work with BioK and they have probiotics and a lot of research probiotics. So we're on board, Carol. We give, you know, probiotics and
all right, well, here's the issue. Okay. So, you know, a couple of weeks back, I was sitting with Robert Scott Bell and we were on his show as well. And we were talking about the fact that people take all these probiotics, but that they don't actually attach in the intestine. And the reason they don't attach in the intestine, and he gave a very good visual. Imagine trying to plant a tree in the desert. You know, when you drink coffee and you take medications, even over-the-counter medications like aspirin, or you have alcohol, which, you know, we're talking about 100% of the population just about, takes one of the three of those, you're constantly killing off not just the probiotics, but you're killing off the ability of those probiotics to implant in your intestines. Mm-hmm. And that's a very big problem because if you can't implant in your intestines these probiotics, not only do you have to keep taking them every day, but they're never going to grow and multiply on their own in there. And the more probiotics you have, basically I take them 3 times a day, but the more that you have, the better off you are. So he was talking about it's very important to take a little bit of colloidal silver in, you know, sovereign silver in some aloe juice and drink this a couple times a day. They take one bottle, drink it, and finish that bottle and drink it a couple times a day for 3 or 4 days in a row. And then to do something like Udo's Choice has this fantastic fermented greens. And what's so great about fermented greens is they're a prebiotic. So now you're tilling the soil, and then you're adding a, you know, great fertilizer. And then when you take your probiotics, they can implant. I never really thought about it. I just was taking probiotics all the time. It was something I had to take every day. But I never really thought about the fact of whether or not they were implanting and actually living and growing in there. I just assumed they were.
You know, we've interviewed Robert Scott Bell and he is amazing. And he does have a protocol for people to get their body back into balance and heal their digestive system. And we've spoken actually about his protocol. So, yes, he does say it works. And I haven't tried it myself. Lisa, have you tried Robert's protocol with the
No, I haven't. I'd like to.
And the aloe? Yeah, I'd like
I have
to too.
Actually.
So I do think. Oh, have you? And
oh,
you find
how
it
was
makes
it
a difference?
You?
Well, that's the thing. You don't know the difference. Really, as a person, your body knows the difference. So, yeah, he every time he comes to visit me, he brings me a bottle of Sovereign Silver, and I drink it down with a little bit of aloe. And he actually had a friend who had an issue because her doctor said, you know, your L. bacillus isn't implanting in your intestines, and that's what's causing your allergies. Can you imagine? She was having food allergies because lactobacillus wasn't planting in her intestines. And Dr. Scott Bell recommended to her to do a little bit in a in an enema bag and implant the silver that way so that it could basically till the soil. Yes, he does have a protocol. I'm sure you can find it on his website. But, yeah, I think it's really important that people understand that everything we do to the body has a consequence. Everything.
No, absolutely. And I know that, you know, we're big fans of fermented foods here because of the probiotics of fermented foods. So like miso, kimchi, I mean, these sauerkraut, pickles, these are all foods that we want to incorporate into our diet every day. Some people do well on kombucha, which is another fermented tea and fermented beverage that you could be drinking. So yes, no, we're big fans of digestion. And again, at the end of the day, Carol, it's not, you know, we are what we digest, right? We're not, we are what we eat. We are what we are, what our bodies can actually digest and then give us the fuel.
And absorb, it's not even digest, it's actually absorb. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absorb and digest, I guess. But yeah, no, for sure, it's definitely important. Now, talk a little bit about, I mean, you're a raw foodist. Talk about the importance of, you know, raw food with on digestion.
Well, you know, the thing with raw food is that you're eating food that has vitamins, minerals, and enzymes in them. So basically, your body doesn't have to make as many enzymes as it would normally have to make if you were eating cooked food. Now, the problem with making enzymes is that enzymes are made of vitamins and minerals, and they pull it out of the body to make enzymes to digest cooked food, which has no vitamins and minerals or enzymes. So the more cooked food you eat, the more depleted your body gets. And by the way, for you women, the older and older you get, you start to look. You start looking old very quickly. With raw food, it not only feeds your body, but it basically more or less digests itself. But at the same time, because I, too, love fermented foods, and never think I get enough. You know, I was spent the weekend at a farm. I don't know if you guys followed my Twitter on Model Carol Alt. I was actually cutting, and that's also my Instagram at Model Carol Alt. I was cutting lettuce. We were hiking. We were doing, I mean, I was literally cutting the food that I was eating. I felt, even if it's possible, even more amazing. I don't know if it was the air, the sunshine, or just actually going down and cutting my own food, because I eat raw food all the time. But it just, I mean, it was so, the earth was so rich and the food was so nutritiously dense that I just, I mean, I felt like $1 million when I came back. So, you know, with people that eat cooked food all the time, that you do feel a huge difference when you start incorporating more raw foods, less processed foods. And, you know, I was there with Usa Menard, who is Udo's daughter, from Udo's Choice, and she started telling me about her fermented greens. So that's why I'm all of a sudden high on these fermented greens, because then I can get my fermented greens without thinking about it. Just take a little shot of it in the morning and I'm done for the day, you know? So it's just amazing what's happening in the health world these days. You know, from when I started 20 years ago, and that might be another conversation at some point, it's just exploded. And I'm just really happy because I'm an educator. I'm a teacher. I don't sell any products. All I give is information. I just really want people to be healthy.
Yeah. No, we agree.
Same with you
me
guys.
Too. No,
you do such a good job.
Exactly. Oh, well, thank you. You know, I'd love to go to a farm like that and spend the weekend and hike and do all those things. And I think if people don't have access, if they can even just get to their local farmer's market or something like that, where you can get, you know, maybe it didn't come out of the ground that second and you didn't pick it yourself, but it came out of the ground pretty darn close and better than the store. So I think as fresh as we can eat, as local as we can eat, is always great. Right, Andrea?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And now summertime is here. And Carol, you being in New York, I mean, you have so many amazing farmers markets. I've been there myself, so that's why I could speak firsthand. But I mean, you have access to all these
dirt
amazing.
Dirt is so important. Yeah. Like really good dirt. It has so much bacteria in it that is so good for you. So to have that fresh right out of the ground with the dirt still attached is so amazing. I was eating fennel literally with the dirt on it.
Oh, that's so awesome. And, you know, we're out of time for today, but I do want to give, you know, a big shout out to people planting your own gardens and, you know, using Tower Gardens. So I agree, Carol, you know, growing our own food, eating it straight from the vine. I mean, that's the best way to do it, if you can. All right. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio. For more information on Carol Alt, visit her website at carolalt.com and follow her on Twitter at Model Carol Alt. I'm Andrea Donsky again. Thanks for listening.